Berbicara pada radio 3AW, Malcolm Turnbull menuduh Pauline Hanson telah memicu sentimen anti-Islam. Sesuatu yang ia katakan diinginkan oleh mereka yang terlibat dalam tindakan teror.
If you seek to, as I say, attribute to all Australian Muslims or all Muslims responsibility for the crimes of ISIL, then you are doing what ISIL wants. That is the classic strategy of the terrorist, and it has been forever. It's the classic strategy of terrorists in Afghanistan, in the Middle East, around the world.
Pemimpin partai One Nation tersebut telah membantah kritikan itu. Pauline Hanson dalam pernyataan sebelumnya telah menyebut Islam dengan istilah penyakit.
Let me put it in this analogy. We have a disease. We vaccinate ourselves against it. Islam is a disease. We need to vaccinate ourselves against that.
Sementara itu, Wakil Perdana Menteri Barnaby Joyce juga telah menyerukan suaranya dengan membantah pernyataan Miss Hanson tersebut. Ia juga mengatakan pernyataan Senator Hanson itu gila dan tidak membantu siapapun. Partai Buruh Federal juga telah mengkritik pernyataan Miss Hanson. Para ulama Islam di Australia telah terkejut dengan pernyataan Miss Hanson tersebut. Di antara mereka yang berbicara dan telah menentang Miss Hanson adalah Dr. Imran Ali Panjawi dari Pusat Islam Imam Hasan di Sydney.
She said obviously pray for Muslim ban, and usually it should be pray for deceased or pray for innocent, etc. So I think it's very exploitative, and I think we as a community just feel that that should not be coming from any human being. We should all celebrate human life, and when somebody gets injured or is killed, we all have to feel sad. That's the natural human response. So I think as a community we are very, very appalled actually.